You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul, and this month we're talking about resolutions. If you've already abandoned the one you made at the beginning of the year and you're looking for a better, more achievable one, I've got an idea for you. I was rereading one of our biggest bestsellers, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Count Your Blessings, and I found two stories I really like for this time of year. They are both recommendations that you do less, clear your calendar, live slower, and take more time to look around as you speed through life. One story is about slowing down life at home, and the other is about slowing down life at work. So the first story comes to us from Mimi Greenwood Knight. Her story is called Opting for a Slower Pace, because that's exactly what she did on behalf of her whole family. Mimi says that she and her husband were busy even before they had kids, working full-time and then spending their nights and weekends at the local amateur theater. Then they had kids, and these busy people kept right on going, substituting new activities for their old ones. They signed up for gymnastics, soccer, Girl Scouts, t-ball, karate, art classes, French, Suzuki violin. Mimi says they didn't even have time to eat quality meals at home. They were living on fast food while they were out. She says her most meaningful conversations with her husband, David, took place on their street, with David sitting in his car heading home from work, and she in her car dashing off with the kids in another direction. They'd talk through their driver's side windows before she sped off again. Then one day, Mimi looked around and thought, what are we doing? They had three beautiful, healthy kids and everything they ever wanted, yet the five of them hardly knew each other. Mimi had put her career on hold to be a full-time mom, but she says instead she had become a full-time maniac with a worse schedule than when she worked. She couldn't remember the last time her family had dinner around the table like a real family. Mimi and David spent several nights talking about this, and they did a lot of praying too. And then they decided they wanted out of this craziness. They canceled most of the kids' activities, and they stayed home, where they built birdhouses together, baked cookies, read books, planted vegetables. The kids made stuff. They took nature walks. They talked to each other. And the kids became more creative, making blanket forts, performing their own plays, composing songs on the piano, teaching tricks to the dog, and writing. Mimi says the kids were happy. They didn't ask to go anywhere. They didn't even ask for TV. They were too busy just being kids. So, you know, we always put an inspirational quote at the beginning of our stories. And the one we chose for this story was by Confucius, who said, "Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated." So Mimi talked about slowing down her family. And for those of you who go to work every day, I have another story. This one about slowing down at your job. Michelle Mack opens her story during her lunch hour at work. She is trying to hold a yogurt and eat it while looking at her email. She said she couldn't even spare 15 minutes to go somewhere else for lunch. She really felt she needed to just eat and work at the same time. Not only was she not taking time for lunch, she was also taking work home in the evening and on the weekends. Michelle wanted to quit that job, but she didn't feel like she could do that unless she had another one lined up. And I guess she didn't have time to work on that, so she felt trapped. Then a chance conversation with a 6-year-old girl in line at the grocery store changed Michelle's outlook. The girl was bouncing in the line, looking very happy, and Michelle asked her, good day at school? The little girl nodded. Michelle asked her what her favorite subject was, and the little girl replied, lunch. Michelle remembered lunch. Lunch was fun when she was a student. It was time off between sessions of working. And that led Michelle to wonder, hey, what happened to lunch in my life? She knew she could take a one-hour lunch break at work. So she decided to simply start taking it and see what happened. Her office was located in the downtown area of a small town, so there was actually stuff she could do during lunch. There was a museum a few blocks away. There were horses grazing in a field. There were stores she could browse. There was a used bookstore and a library. There was even a duck pond. She could eat her lunch there and look at the ducks. Michelle took back her lunch hour. She was worried that her coworkers would say something, but no one ever did. Instead, some of them followed her lead and even went for walks during lunch. Michelle didn't change jobs, and she says she might still want to, but she had changed how she handled that job, and she was much happier as a result. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Count Your Blessings. You can find all our books, including this one, on Amazon for sure, and also a large selection of our titles at Barnes & Noble, and our newer books can be found at Walmart, Target, Kroger, Fred Meyer, Myers, and other big box retailers. You can also sign up for our newsletter, and you'll get a free Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day in your email. Just go to our website, which is chickensoup.com, and click on newsletters to sign up. And please come back for our next episode for two stories about what you can do if you don't actually know what you want to do with your life.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.